A word for you from Acts chapter 1 verse 14. All these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer. It is not the only place where it speaks about the disciples and the apostles being totally united. Further on, it speaks about them being of one heart, of one mind, and of one word. So united were they. We could say, in other words, they were in harmony, in tune with the Holy Spirit, and in tune with each other. Think of an orchestra. If one of the musicians is an expert musician, but he decides not to listen and watch the conductor, but rather to play a solo in the middle of a grand music piece which is meant for the whole orchestra. Now he might be brilliant, but it will sound terrible, and it causes the whole music to fall flat and sound like, as it says in 1 Corinthians 13, that without love, without that uniting love, it is like a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. There Paul uses and symbolizes instruments that sound terrible if they're not in harmony with the orchestra. Now this is at a very significant point that the disciples were in one accord, for it was just before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. For it goes on soon after this, just a few days later, to say about Pentecost and how the Holy Spirit came upon them, uniting them even more. Tell me, are you united with the Lord, in harmony with Him, in tune with God, and in tune with the people of God with whom He has put you? Otherwise, if you're doing an independent thing, doing your own thing, you'll find yourself out of tune with God's people. And even though you might be an expert in your area, even if you may be ever so eloquent, you will be like that clashing cymbal and that noisy gong, so that those who listen to the orchestra of God's people find it to be an irritating sound. Are you playing the instrument that God wants you to play? Are you united with Him in one accord with His Holy Spirit and in one accord with His people?